بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Jama'atul Muslimin, I greet you with the best of greetings, the greeting of Islam as well as the greeting of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who once again granted us a beautiful favor and a beautiful gift, which is known to us as the month of Ramadan. We know that we've just passed 2 months prior to this, the month of Rajab, that is called Shahrullah by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is called the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sure that our preparation was indeed whereby we have made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for all our shortcomings. And then we moved from the month of Rajab into Shahri, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls the month of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby we know that he has extended his fasting. He has really tired himself in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in preparation for a beautiful guest to come. And here now we find ourselves as in the month of Shahru Ummati, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls the month of my ummah. This is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Indeed, we are so much favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to witness such a month. This is a month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to reward the fasting person. And we won't go into detail what fasting entails, but mostly our focus will be on some of the virtues of Ramadan. And wallahi, today we understand that Allah has granted us a favor. This guest has entered our house now. And how we are going to treat this guest, it is of utmost importance to take heed of this, Jama'atul Muslimin. For indeed, this guest is only going to be with us for but a few days. So may Allah grant us to give justice and to do justice to this guest that has entered our houses and that has entered our homes and that has entered our lives. So Jama'atul Muslimin, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he speaks about this month and he says, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That whosoever fasts during this month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins, whatever came prior to this, Jama'atul Muslimin, this month. Subhanallah. So we also know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about this month of Ramadan that has been divided into 3 different sectors. And the first part of Ramadan is got to do with regards to the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much we are going to seek the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to the rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Jama'atul Muslimin, we should take heed of this and we should cry for the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our focus will be with regards to this month that we will inshallah ta'ala try to spiritually uplift ourselves, looking to the fast of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way and the manner that he fasted during this month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, just for our knowledge is that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, all of them, they used to look forward to this month for six months, subhanallah, and they used to be excited when the 6 months is going past closer to the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, what an amount of enthusiasm, what an amount of preparation was put in, an effort and sacrifices was made in order to reach the stage and this month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. And then obviously we know once the month of Ramadan has passed, then they used to feel sad. They used to grieve for 6 months just leaving this month and departing from this month of Ramadan. This was true acceptance and this was true tasting the sweetness of Iman. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us to inshallah ta'ala reach that state in such a status of the ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those were true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and true lovers of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is truly that beautiful example to us, the best of examples to us, subhanallah, and for us to follow him, it is of utmost importance. So Jama'atul Muslimin, let's touch base on the first dua of inshallah ta'ala, of many du'as to come that we will reciting inshallah ta'ala, and we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept these du'as from us. We know that we are in the first 10 days of Ramadan, and inshallah ta'ala, every single du'a we make, we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah to descend upon us. And we can mention it by saying, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Or we can say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. That we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O the living, O the eternal, that I seek help in your mercy. Or if we say Nastaghith, we seek help in your mercy, Ya Allah. We are so much in need of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Oh, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in the best of forms and shapes. And Allah has given us a favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to none other of His creation. And that is the ni'mah and the favor of having an aql, of being able to distinguish between right and wrong, and having a will and a choice of ourselves, subhanallah. This is a great gift and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how we utilize and use this gift, this is very important, Jama'atul Muslimin, that this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has handed over to us, we will be answerable for this gift. So may Allah grant us understanding of how we can seek that true rahmah and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we just mentioned that He is the ever living, that being that was not created. He is but the best, He is but the greatest, and He is the creator of everything. So this is the one creator that we depend on with our lives, with everything, and He is the true one that we are drawing our mercy from, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and we seek aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aid in what? Aid in every single thing, every single matter. There is nothing that go past, and there is nothing that will be fruitful if Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is not mentioned. And inshallah ta'ala, through the mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we just heard now that we said is the ever living and He is the eternal, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not die. There is no way that the creator of everything can pass away or can pass on, but we know that He is ever living, He is eternal. Everything will perish, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. That everything will perish, but except for one thing that will remain behind, and that is the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain behind, and that is a certain day also for us, that we will be in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know that the only people that will enter Jannah is not because of deeds, is not because of anything, because of status or because of anything, Jama'atul Muslimin, but it will be because of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us to be under the shade of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when everybody is going to need that rahmah. In order for us to enter into paradise, may Allah grant us acceptance from this. We seek aid from you, Ya Allah. You are the ever living, you are eternal, Ya Allah. We seek help in your mercy. So inshallah ta'ala, grant us that favor of your mercy, bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept this from us, Jama'atul Muslimin. Once again, we will repeat. We say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O the living, O the eternal, we seek help in your mercy, Ya Allah. Jazakumullahu khayral jaza wa akhiru da'wana hum anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.